Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Small Biz America. And welcome back, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. David Wolf with you as always. Hope you're having a good week in your business. We record these shows on Wednesday, so it's hump day. It's the middle of the week, and the wheels of commerce have been rolling the first half, and now it's time to launch the second half. Got a good show for you, as always. I'll let you be the judge of that. Henry James Thielman will be joining us. He's the co-founder and chief executive officer of a company called Echo Blue, and these guys have a technology that creates water from air. Fascinating, from the humidity in the air. So we'll be talking with Henry James Thielman in a little bit. Gabe Arnold will be joining us on the Small Biz Brain segment, as always. And up first, David Leibowitz. He's the chief executive officer at Mulligan Funding. The company's a business capital lender providing small and medium-sized businesses with working capital. David's from South Africa, and he practiced law for many years with specialties in human rights and commercial litigation. So it's quite a background. Today, Mulligan Funding, his company, has provided over $100 million in funding in aggregate to tens of thousands of clients all over the country. Joining us on the line from Mulligan Funding headquarters is David Leibowitz. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. It's good to be with you.
Absolutely. And of course, funding and lending and capital requirements for business is always top of mind for my audience. So it's really good to be with you and get another view. Of course, you're in that business, square in the middle of it. Talk to us a little bit about, just give us sort of the top level view of Mulligan. And then from there, we can move into some of the subject matter points that would be useful to our audience that we talked about covering today.
Sure. We are part of what has become referred to as an alternative business-to-business lending sector. And it's an industry that really grew and has mushroomed out of the abandonment by banks and institutional lenders of small and mid-sized businesses since the financial meltdown in the mid-2000s. And what has happened since then is businesses like ours have stepped into that breach to provide much-needed capital to those Main Street businesses and compete for the attention of those businesses with levels of service and simplicity that I don't think banks are in any way equipped to compete with themselves.
Mm-hmm. So the go ahead. I'm sorry to step on you. Go ahead, please.
I was going to say we provide short-term, mostly unsecured working capital financing for businesses across the country in all sorts of sectors and industries.
So you've covered sort of it's fascinating. The reason this alternative lending market exists is because of, I'll call it the lack of capacity of the banking system to provide, well, in this instance, unsecured capital. So in your world, talk a little bit about the sources of capital, sort of your back office. Who's investing in small businesses? In other words, the loans you originate, your sources of capital, you don't have to name who they are, but just structurally, what does that industry look like? Are these private investors? Are they other types of sources of capital that are seeking yield and looking for an unsecured opportunity within the small business sector? Just if you could put some color on that, it'd be great.
Sure, and that's a great question, David. When we started 7 years ago, I think primarily the sources of capital were private investors. It was a new industry, and there was very little appetite for it amongst institutional investors. That's changed quite dramatically in the last 7 years. There have been a few public debt issues by competitors of ours. One of our competitors, probably the biggest in our industry, a company called OnDeck, has actually become publicly traded. And there has been tremendous amount of interest and appetite from private equity firms and some institutional lenders. I know that there is a joint venture between one of our bigger competitors and one of the big brand banks. So it's become a much broader channel of capital to businesses like ours as this industry has become more accepted and more widely understood.
We're talking with David Leibowitz. He's the principal at Mulligan Funding, the website www.mulligan, just like it sounds, M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, funding.com. David, the what struck me about your business model, we'll call it, or the way you do business and the who behind the business, was the high standards that you cited. When I remember we were having a phone call a few weeks back. So I wanted you to sort of characterize your approach to this business, which struck me as profoundly of the highest ethical, you know, nature, if you will. You know, it just sounds like your bar is really set high. You want to deal with quality business owners who understand your model and serve them in a way that really is not found amongst many of the sources they could go to. So talk a little bit about how you approach all of these matters with respect to your clients.
Sure. The most fundamental driving impetus behind our business is the desire to offer money with levels of service and integrity that we don't believe are either commonly experienced in financial services and the financial sector, but more importantly, to do it in a way that is cognizant of the fact that our money is very expensive. So that leaves us with two very important objectives to fulfill. The one is to make sure that at levels of service, simplicity, speed of decision-making and process, that we are able to justify that expense. In other words, we're able to demonstrate to clients that the levels of service they enjoy in their dealings with us and the simplicity and speed with which they can access the capital that they need justifies a higher cost to that capital than they would get from banks or from more traditional sources. The second is really an internal industry issue. We're seeing a lot of similar conduct to what characterized the mortgage industry at its most troubled times. And our attitude at Mulligan Funding is that we believe we're providing a desperately needed source of capital. And because it's expensive, there is absolutely no need for us to provide it with anything other than an unquestionable level of integrity. We do not want anybody to borrow money from us who doesn't understand what it costs. We don't want anybody borrowing money from us for $1 more than they absolutely need and can profitably use in their business. For us, the business model depends entirely on long-term repeat business relationships with customers. And that only happens if we make absolutely certain that they feel properly, honestly, and professionally dealt with, and that the deals we're doing are in their best long-term interests, notwithstanding the expense.
Sure. In the minute and a half or so that I have left with you, the typical lending market client, how are they using the capital that you provide for them? What's the typical application of the capital? And just describe this typical client, if you will.
Our ideal client, because it's a situation in which our money is best utilized, is a client that has some sort of growth opportunity for which capital is required and the timing for which doesn't allow for a 3 to 6 month bank application process. So we're looking for clients who have great ideas, things they could do to grow and improve their businesses, but for which they need capital and they need it quickly.
Is there a particular
ideal customer?
Got it. Ideal. Is there a particular type of business that you tend to serve? Like, are you dealing with companies that are virtual and offline, or are they mostly brick and mortar? Just in a sort of the broadest sense of the word.
Complete mix of all of the above, David. We're much more focused on the reason for the funding and the opportunities for growth that the business has, and much more focused on the health and cash flow of the business than we are on the particular sector that they come from.
Okay, excellent. And I got a little time here. The underwriting concerns, are you looking at FICO? Are you looking at some of the same metrics that a bank underwriting process would consider?
It's a very, very quick underwriting process, and mainly what we're looking for is the health of the cash flows of the business as demonstrated by their bank account activity, and the integrity of the owners as evidenced by their personal credit reports. Much less important is the FICO score, although that obviously plays a role. But we deal all the time with people who have bumps in the road from a credit report point of view, notwithstanding that they are clearly people of real integrity. We understand good people have had tough times.
Excellent. David Leibowitz, principal at mulliganfunding.com is the website, mulliganfunding.com. David, great to have you. We'll do it again. Thanks so much for filling the gap for small business and their capital needs here in the USA.
I appreciate your time, David. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up, it's Henry James Thielman, who owns many patents, including one that for a machine that can create water from air. It's 17 past the hour. You're with Small Biz America.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back, Small Biz America. David Wolf with you on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Thanks for sticking with us. Fascinating guest coming up. We're going to do two segments with Henry James Thielman. He's the co-founder and chief executive officer of Ecolo Blue. The company was founded in 2007 and is headquartered in Miami and also California. Thielman is the co-owner of multiple registered worldwide utility and invention patents, including a design for a atmospheric water generator. I first met Henry years ago when he was looking to raise capital for his business. Great to have him back. Henry, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be able to speak with you again and share some of our new evolution in the company, because it has been a long road.
It has been a long road, and since we have a couple of segments here, I did want you to spend a little bit of time on the narrative, Henry James. What was the process like creating it? Where did it come from? Give us a little bit of context as we begin to talk about what you do.
Yeah, so when we started the company in 2007, there were a few products already in the market, but they were not working at all. And Wayne Ferreira, my co-business partner and co-founder, was actually presenting to me this opportunity where we basically started the company with $5,000 and 2.3 or 4 million later, finally we are here today with a complete line of industrial units. And even in our very small today, we probably have the largest and the most efficient industrial units on the market. In terms of the home office, I think next year we're going to be able to show some quite interesting new products. But we've been hit, obviously, by the economical crisis in 2009 and 2010, where a dip of 65% of sales. And so in order not to lose the company, we continue to invest in R&D. And this is why today, we are, with all of our energy and research and development, we are able now to offer the best industrial units, even with the vision of sustaining 25 million liters a day, basically, which is only using a redundancy of very large industrial units, keeping in mind always the economy of scale and the mobility and the safety in drinking water.
What signaled to you the opportunity to create the business altogether, the idea of drinking water and providing it? How did that come about for you?
Yeah, 10 years ago when we started the company, this idea of not having enough water was not exactly covered by the media. Today, the coverage is actually quite important, and it came to us. We both were Wayne Ferreira and myself in the tennis industry. We saw how much bottled water was being consumed by the tennis players. Yeah. We followed a little bit. We followed also the bottling industry in the U.S., which 10 years ago was about 10 to 12 billion. We are now already at 20 billion of consumers consuming bottled water. It is staggering, and so now water is becoming more and more of a problem. The drilling for let's say the fracking for natural gas has created further pressure. The drought in California, I mean, the Middle East, the water is more expensive than their oil. There's been suddenly a wave of really understanding the matter, and so we really pushed it and continue to offer this solution. At the end of the day, it is a solution for a very important problem. And if you realize there's only four ways you can get water, it's basically rain or snow, if it happens. It's underground water if it's not polluted, and the desalination. And you cannot produce water. It's unproducible. Not even China can produce water. So you have what you have.
It's a closed supply. It's a closed system in our atmosphere, yes. and you need to just... So tell us a little bit about, if you can, in general layman's terms for our audience, how does the system work? How does it do what it does?
Yes. In our atmosphere, we have a lot of humidity, which is simply part of our life cycle. Unfortunately, the life cycle is not generating precipitation or rain or snow when the winter comes. And the water molecules, if you want, stays in the atmosphere, but it doesn't turn into water. So what we do, we basically activate the rain by extracting the moisture from the air, using a very simple technology of fan and condenser, which is a similar technology that the air conditioning system would use, though they try to consume, or excuse me, they try to generate as little water as possible. On the other hand, we are trying to generate as much water as possible, and goes through a filtration system in the case of a home office unit, and you can have it hot or cold. If we want to use, let's say, irrigation for agriculture, we will simply generate the water and then use it for agriculture without filtering it.
Sure.
And then it goes back into the life cycle, because whatever we drink goes back to gray water, it gets into the sea, or wherever municipalities are taking care of the water, it's evaporating again. It's part of a continuous life cycle. So it's not that you're taking water from the air and then it's dismantled, if I can use that word, or disintegrated.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It just goes back.
So, yeah, you're really sort of manifesting it out of the existing molecule for drinking,
yes,
for irrigation, for whatever application, and then
yes,
it's set free back into the atmosphere. So it's very much just a recyclative sort of idea, highly sustainable. And what a durable business model as water becomes more scarce and more scarce. Is it difficult to filter the water from the air? Are we dealing with airborne water molecules, if you will, that are wrought with toxins?
Well, you see, this is a question that most consumers or distributors that we have around in the U.S. or in the world ask us, and it is actually the easiest answer, because when you desalinate, you have all the salt and the grime that you can find in the sea, right? Underground, you have all the chemicals you can think of, and all kind of minerals that you need to filter. And then you have the air. We are 7.5 or close to 8 billion people living in this planet, all breathing. We're actually living longer today, even though the pollution in the air is increasing. But the air is the easiest product to actually filter, because it does not contain minerals, or does not contain contaminants that you would find in underground or in the sea. So it's very easy to filter.
So interesting.
Sorry, David. It's actually the cleanest source. The air is the cleanest source to generate water, to get water.
Wow. Before we close out this segment, the website for Ecolo Blue is one of the same, www.ecoloblue, just like it sounds, E-C-O-L-O, blue. .com. We're speaking with Henry James Thielman. He's the co-founder, chief executive officer. They also have a blog, so you can learn more about water and how it works in our world. And that's ecolobluoblog.com. Henry James Thielman is with us. He'll be with us after the break, so don't go away. We'll be talking more about the applications of the system they've created at Ecolo Blue, how it works, what the economics look like, and kind of get more of the entrepreneurial aspects of all things Ecolo Blue. So don't go away. We'll be back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320. Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
My guest today is Dr. Kevin Coughlin from Ascent Dental Solutions and also the owner of Bay State Dental in Western Massachusetts. Dr. Coughlin, thank you so much for joining me.
Doug, thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Thank you. So where I wanted to start is the first question. One of the things I noticed about your practice was that you, well, first of all, can you tell people a little bit before we even start? Can you tell people a little bit about your dental practice, how long you've been in business? And
sure, I'd be happy to. One, I'm extremely proud of what our company has accomplished. But I started Bay State Dental in 1983 with one dental practice. And really my aspirations were to just be so good at what we do that you could not help tell friends and family about our practice. And as the practice grew, I went from 4 dental operatories to 6 dental operatories to 8 dental operatories to 10 dental operatories. And I realized that more isn't always better. I found that I had lost the personal touch with my staff and team members. I had lost the personal communication with the patients. So it was sort of just like a rude awakening, and I decided, why can't I have smaller offices in different areas and give that true attention to the patients, the care, and the staff that is necessary to provide high-quality service and treatment? And that worked very well. And it worked so well that approximately every year to 24 months, I opened up a new location in a new area. These offices are all within 8 to 15 miles apart from each other. And it's a strategy, what I call a hub and spokes. I have a hub office in Springfield, and we've branched out to 14 different communities. We currently see about 100,000 patients a year, and the practice is steadily growing.
You obviously have a successful practice. And, you know, your business is, you know, your business grows. For you, why was it important to, you know, this is about sort of claiming thought leadership. Why was it important to you to write books or to do videos or to do any of the things that you've done? You know, why not the sort of the devil's advocate is just run the business? Why was it important to you to do those things?
Well, the first part of the question is why. I would say fear and motivation were two. Fear, I'm always afraid that as good as it is today, tomorrow might be bad. So in my opinion, nothing is as static in life or in business.
Yeah.
So for those of us who elect to play it safe and decide to rest on their laurels, I think in a very changing and rapid world, you find yourself behind the eight ball rather in front of the eight ball. So one driving force is fear. Fear that I'll fail, fear that business won't continue to be successful. And then the second part is motivation. For whatever reason, whether it's my mom and dad, whether it's my mentors, the family around me, I'm just extremely motivated to sit back and play golf every day, to retire, to sit on a beach and soak up the rays.
Right.
In the short term, that sounds nice, but in the long term, it's not what floats my boat. It's
yeah.
not what excites me. What excites me is opportunity, the ability to see something and make it happen. So I think someone said you dream it and then you try to achieve it. And that's basically it. The reason that I got into the teaching, the reason I got into the speaking, the reason I got into the writing of the books is we currently have between 150 and 175 employees. And what I found is I was constantly mentoring and teaching the same thing. I currently am an instructor at Tufts School of Dental Medicine. I teach a practice management course for 3 hours every month or so, and I've been doing that for 10 years. And one of the students said, "Hey, Dr. Coughlin, why don't you put this in a book?" And I said, "Great idea." And that was the motivator. and that was the instigation to do it. So instead of repeating the same thing over and over again, I said, I wonder if I can monetize it. I wonder if I can create a vehicle to help other people who I think are in similar circumstances to myself. And nothing that I ever have said or have done, in my opinion, has ever been original. I have picked other people who I think have been smarter than me, knew more than me, but sometimes lacked the motivation to take it to the next step. So for those listeners, motivation and drive, in my personal opinion, along with patience, are probably the most important traits I look for in individuals who ask me for advice so that they can improve their lives and succeed in their businesses.
Can you say a little bit more about the patience part? What do you mean by that?
Well, what I found is maybe now that I'm 58 years old and the testosterone is a little lower, my personal opinion is I thought everything could be done overnight. I said, if I really push, this can be completed in a couple of weeks. And really, success, I believe, comes gradually over time. When it comes too quick, you usually lose it quick. Mm-hmm. So my personal opinion is you may not be successful today or tomorrow, but if your vision and your reasons for doing it are correct, you will certainly be successful, but it may take a little more time than we all like. But it's really, the truth is, it's not the destination, it really is the journey. As I get older, the things that I remember and feel the best about was the creative process, getting from point A to point B. Once I was at point B, I got bored with it.
Right.
So from point B, I wanted to get to point C. And it's a double-edged sword. For those people who are extremely motivated and extremely driven, I believe you got to keep your life in balance, what I call mind, body, spirit. You got to keep your life in balance. There's no reason to have all the money in the world and all the success if your personal life has failed. So my advice to the listeners on today's radio show is try to the best you can to keep it in balance. Have I always done it? No, but I have three very successful young children, and I have a very successful marriage of over 30 years. And perhaps I could have had 20 or 30 practices, made more money, but the take-home message is try to stay in balance.
I think that's a great point. I'll give a shout-out to Springfield College, where I know you went to Springfield College, and yes, so did I. And, you know, the Humanics philosophy, right? And I think that's a very good point about being a thought leader. Well, I want to make it clear, because we're going to go further into this in our next segment, in our next interview. But I wanted to make it clear that one of the things that you do, aside from obviously being a working dentist, is you help other working dentists to be more successful with the business of dentistry and managing the clinical and business aspects of that. Can you tell people how to reach you if they want to find out more about
the Sure. Dental? Again, I am a wet finger dentist. I practice full-time every day, all aspects of dentistry, from hospital dentistry, IV sedation, surgery, non-surgical, aesthetics, temporomandibular joint. But this satellite business called Ascent-Dental-Solutions is a website where we have probably 15 or 20 podcasts on there. My three books are on there. PowerPoint presentations and speaking engagements that I've done, where you can just, at no charge, just pick my brain. Before we did this show today, I got about a 2-page email from a young man who's trying to buy a dental practice here in the Massachusetts area, and they're the same questions that I hear over and over again. And I think whether it's dentistry or any business, you're looking for a mentor to help you reduce your errors and improve your chances of success. I was flattered that this young man who said he went to several of my seminars reached out and said, could you just please help me? So when we're all done with this, I'll probably give this young man a call and see if we can work through some of those issues and give him just a nice heads up so that they don't make the mistakes that I've made in the past.
Dr. Kevin Coughlin, thank you so much for joining me. Look forward to our next interview.
Doug, thank you so much. This is a great program.
Kevin, I just want to thank you for your words of wisdom and just point out a couple of reflections. You know, one of the things I didn't mention is that you are actually my dentist. And the way that I initially even thought about approaching you, and I know we do podcasting together, is because I saw that you had videos in the waiting room sharing information. I saw that you had books that you had written. And I think, you know, one of the things I realized right away was that you got the value of thought leadership. I know that one of your big passions is to help other dentists to grow their practice. But, you know, thinking about anyone, any one of us in any profession that we're in, that, you know, we have information, we have knowledge that other people need to hear. And how do we share that information? How do we stand out? And I love what you said, too, about the fear and motivation and the idea that it's the journey that matters. But we also have to be aware that doing what has always been done may not be good enough in the future. So this is Doug Foresta. Thanks so much for listening. I will be back next week with Dr. Coughlin. Up next, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370.
Call 800-605-5370.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz
America.
The Brain.
And joining us on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is Rich Kane. He's a CPA and he's an account services manager at a company called Whipfly. Hope I've got that right. Whipfly LLP. They're based out of Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Rich, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. And for those listening, Rich and I have known each other for probably 70 years, and we're only 56 years old. So, Rich, you are an expert in all things QuickBooks, and that's what this segment is about. So let's start at the very top. I'm familiar with some of the features because I've been around this for a while. I know you have experience with both the desktop and the cloud-based version. Talk a little bit about the differences, and then we can get into some of the features as well.
Sure. Actually, you know, QuickBooks is one of the well-known accounting products out there, especially for small businesses. They got a lot of commercials out there. Everybody's familiar with the name. Mm-hmm. Don't believe it when they say you can be set up in 15 minutes and up and running. That's a little bit of a misnomer. But they do happen to have two different versions that you can get. You can get, there's a desktop version, and that one goes on your own computer. So you have to make sure you do your backups. You have to make sure you do your updates. It's great for companies that have multiple companies. The online version is a charge per company. So if you think you're going to have more than one company, like a real estate development business would have several, each property would be its own company, the desktop version is definitely the way to go. It's less expensive. Okay. Now, they put a lot of time and energy into their online version called QuickBooks Online. It's a great product. You just connect up via a website. You have all kinds of add-ons that come to this basic product. Easy to use. The online product is definitely up and becoming. Some of the great features of the online product is they have several flavors of them. Mm-hmm. They have a very, very basic one. It's in the general area of around $10 a month, so it's a product that you don't have to update. You don't have to do a backup on it. All you'll be able to go is connect up. They have a one-user simple start that's really, really basic and simple. You key your money coming in. You key your money going out, and it helps track your income and expenses, and you just get the basic financial reports.
Sure, so you get a P&L, you get a balance sheet, and you can... Yeah, and it equips you to send stuff to your CPA at the end of the year for tax prep, right?
That is correct. It's as simple, right, as basic as can be. It's a great little start there. Mm-hmm. Then, depending on how much more robust you can, there's a middle product called Essentials. That gives you up to 3 people at the same time, plus 2 accountants that can help you out, 40-plus reports. It helps manage and pay your bills. It's got some inventory in it, so that it makes it nice for relatively the small business. There are going to be companies that are going to need a little bit more robust stuff. They have their plus version. The essentials version I talked about is somewhere in the area of around $30 a month, and then it goes up to about $40 a month for the plus.
And Rich, and these are software as a service, so you're just paying a monthly recurring revenue, and you can terminate at any time if you have to for any reason, right?
That is correct. And the nice thing about that is, you know, if you have to go somewhere else or you have to move back down to a desktop product, they keep the product. You can't do any transactions, but at least you can view the stuff for at least a year. So if you're going out of business or something, you at least have access to it for a full year after your subscription. You cancel it. Another great thing about it, Dave, is it uses you can get to it from a laptop. You can get it to from your tablet. You can even get to it from your phone. So for people that are on the run, people that just want to check a balance, people that want to go in and do a little bit of work, it's just a phenomenal product there. There's no extra charge for that. That is just really a fancy thing, and if you've not seen it work before, it just blows you away that you can get so much done. The younger generation is just, so attracted to this particular product.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Rich Kane, CPA. He's an expert in QuickBooks, all things desktop and the cloud-based version. The website for him, www.whipfly.com, WIPFLI.com. If you want to talk to Rich directly about the products, there's too much to cover in an eight-minute segment, folks, so you definitely want to reach out to Rich. Their office number, by the way, is 847-941-0253. You mentioned in your notes to me a pro advisor. Talk a little bit about that. I got about a minute and a half.
Okay. People like me who are knowledgeable about the product, that can help with setup, can help with error messages, can help train your staff, train, you know, the small business user of how to work it correctly. A lot of times during setup, you're not sure which buttons to push. Yeah. You push the wrong ones. I have them do a lot of what I call QuickBooks cleanup. We get things running, back on track, the banks reconciled, the credit cards reconciled, the inventory straightened out. If you're using payroll, help get the payroll straightened out. You have some pain points like, hey, QuickBooks just is not doing this for me. There are so many third-party applications out there I can research, recommend, tell you what I know. Phenomenal stuff that's out there that integrates with both the desktop and the online product. And it's just people like me is definitely a good resource to you. Unfortunately, that's not a free product, but at least you pay for our services, and I believe you certainly get what you pay for.
Well, sure, and it's software as a service with the human touch added, which is critical for, business owners are busy running their business, and they're not all experts like you are in all matters around accounting and how to correctly document things. And folks, I should say, full disclosure, I've been a user of QuickBooks for many, many years, and I did switch over to the cloud-based version. There are competitors out there, but I have tended to like QuickBooks myself. What's your unique advantage? You got about 20 seconds.
Unique advantage is I've got the knowledge. I've been working with the product for many, many years. I give you straight answers. It's a good product. It's not that expensive, and you get good value for your money.
So, right, for the small business owner. Yeah.
That's right.
I got it, Rich. Rich, you're so approachable. You can reach him at 847-941-0253. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Once again, the website, www.wipfli.com. Thanks for joining us, Rich.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it. QuickBooks, good stuff. Rich Kane, he's an expert. Thanks for joining us today on the show. That's the show for this week. Wishing you all the best in the coming week in your business. David Wolf here. You can reach me at smallbizamerica@gmail.com. Comments, suggestions, or pitch me a guest. If you'd like to have your own podcast, we produce podcasts. You can reach me there, smallbizamerica@gmail.com. Be well.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.